Welcome back, everybody, and welcome to a new way of doing Go Help Yourself.
Welcome.
This is the Comedy Self-Help Podcast to make life suck less, we hope.
We think.
The voice you're hearing right now and possibly seeing is Lisa Linky. I am one half of the captains who are aboard this stewardship of navigation of the uncharted and often choppy waters of self-help.
Yeah, treacherous.
Yes.
Turbulent. And a tsunami of knowledge.
And the person who's better at speaking is Misty Stinnett. Misty, how are you today?
You know, Lise, I'm on the struggle bus.
Yes.
Today.
You look great.
I feel good. I'm really excited. For those of you who are straight up listening to the podcast, we have an update. We're filming this episode.
Yeah. And we're naked. So you're welcome.
We're completely naked. So if you want to see, you know, just like the bare bones, the stripped down version.
the nude to the world.
You know, that Tim Ferriss in his book, The 4-Hour Work Week, talks about the new rich. We're talking about the nude rich.
That's what right. What a beautiful setup. if you're just joining us for the first time, we cover anything and everything self-help. We often have book reviews and interviews with authors and je provoque questions.
Which is just a thought-provoking.
But it
question.
Sounds cooler when we say it in French.
Je provoque,
j'accuse.
That's right.
And we're here with you. We're trying it with you because my God, is it vast.
Yeah, we have talked about this a lot, but not in a long time.
True.
Self-help is a completely unregulated industry.
Yeah.
There's no oversight whatsoever. You can kind of say whatever you want.
Like we do right now.
That's right. So don't trust us. Think critically. but really, if you want to see the filmed version of this podcast,
send us $400 in a self-stamped address envelope to gohelpyourself.co.
That's right. That's right. And also follow us on Instagram.
That's easiest.
@GoHelpYourselfPodcast.
Yeah.
That's right.
Misty, you have something for us today?
That's right.
Good, because I don't.
Okay, so we have done thought-provoking questions and like hard-hitting articles and books.
Yes.
But I want to do like a subcategory of all of those things today.
Oh.
And what I mean is I want to bring you a very specific situation.
I love specificity.
That I think is something that happens to a lot of us.
Yes.
But I don't think anyone's talking about it. And this came up for me, I guess just last week, and it really kind of exploded into a much larger discussion.
Tell me more.
And so we need to talk about this, and I'm nervous to talk about this because I feel like I don't know. I'm worried about what the outcome of the conversation will be.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is it about genital warts?
That. It's
okay.
That.
Okay.
You're so good at guessing. What should I do?
Go to a doctor.
So this is really, let's call it the genital warts of going out with friends.
God, you're such a good yes-ander. You really are.
Thank you so much. That's why I make millions of dollars from improv every year.
Okay, so what is the worst case scenario going out with friends?
Okay, I'm going to paint a picture for you.
Yes.
And then I want you to tell me how you would handle this.
I'm into it.
Okay. You're invited to a group dinner.
I love it.
Love it. It's great. And you show up to the restaurant.
I love that I did that.
It's honestly the first step of being a good friend is just showing up. So you show up to the restaurant and you enjoy a great meal.
Now I love that.
Right? Let's say it's even prefix.
Okay.
So that you know, everybody is expected to pay the exact same amount for dinner.
Right. The menu is set.
Menu set. Easy peasy, very easily divided. However, let's say that you choose not to drink. Maybe you're doing dry January or you just don't enjoy drinking.
Maybe I'm sober.
Yeah, maybe you're totally sober. Let's say it's 10 people. Seven out of 10 have cocktails with dinner.
Yeah, we do, because it's a party.
Now, what does a cocktail cost these days?
Well, if I make it at home, like $5. Right. Out at a restaurant, and a restaurant that has a pre-fee, I'm guessing these are like 20 in LA, mind you.
So the average cocktail costs at the restaurant I was at $22.
It better have been good.
Right. And that's just like a martini or a strawberry daiquiri or a Moscow Mule.
Okay, I am throwing shade on strawberry daiquiris.
They legit served frozen strawberry daiquiris. It was a nice place. It was a nice place.
There is no version of a strawberry daiquiri that's worth $22.
Yeah, I agree.
Unless I'm on a fucking beach in Jamaica.
Okay, so we've established
being massaged by gorgeous, gorgeous people.
Yeah, I like a $100 strawberry daiquiri because it comes
with a mortgage and a house that I now own. Okay, sorry.
A mortgage.
So three people have not drank. Seven people have ordered a shit ton of liquor.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
To further specify, let's say average person has two or three drinks.
This feels very general.
It feels so very vague. This feels not like a real specific situation I was in. So we're now talking of after tax on a $22 cocktail, say it's a couple of bucks, we're at 24, and then tip another $4. That's 28.
Mm-hmm.
Say $30 a cocktail. So if there's two or three cocktails,
that's $100.
It's a difference of $60 or $100 per person.
Mm-hmm.
So the check comes, right? And again, there's like three of you who have not had any alcohol at all.
Mm-hmm.
Seven of you who had a good chunk of alcohol. Do you split the bill evenly?
I have a few qualifiers.
Yes.
Is this a good group of friends? Like they all know each other?
No.
Okay. If it was a good group of friends, I might feel differently about it, right? Is there a particular reason for this dinner? It's just we just happen to show up, or?
Let's say it's someone's birthday dinner.
Okay. So immediately it's nine because we're covering the birthday person.
Exactly.
So if we're splitting that between nine, if it's with people that I'm not super familiar with, I say, no, we do not split it equally. But I know everybody has different feelings about this.
That's right.
Right. And I think it will definitely bring up issues with money, whoever has it.
Right.
Not it money, but issue, right? If it's a trigger or something like that. Or, you know, I don't know, if I just got a bill that I needed a new furnace that day, I want to pay for your alcohol if I didn't drink.
That's right. Well, and also I think,
especially that expensive.
Well, that's the difference. So I think for me, and this is why it's such, this is a nerve-wracking topic because I just, it brings up so much, right? Number one, what if you have, and this is getting really specific, but qualms with the alcohol industry and you don't want to contribute to it?
Yeah.
That's maybe like an interesting dynamic that maybe not everyone listening would immediately go to. But say you're like, yeah, I don't like to do that anyway.
Or you had a relative or friend who was suffering from alcoholism, and it's a painful topic. You don't want to shovel out another $70.
Yeah, and it really does make you feel differently about where you're voting with your money. So but that aside, if the bill is within like $15 a person, it's like, of course.
I think if I were drinking and I were not plastered
and
aware and knew the people well, I think it might go either way. I think I'm if I knew that like my friend was doing dry January and I had a drink, I would probably say I should pay more because you didn't have a drink.
Right.
And then I think everybody would be like,
or all, and you find another way to simplify.
Yeah.
But when it is like, it just becomes so fraught. And so the situation I was in, as I was like, okay, dinner's already expensive because it's a nice birthday dinner and it is covering the birthday girl's meal, all of which I'm happy to do. But what was unexpected was if we split it
evenly,
it was the difference of like a $100 dinner or a $200 dinner, which in this economy,
In this economy, it better come with a mortgage.
That's right. But it raised a lot of tension because it was this very high stakes end of the meal. Like it's someone's birthday. We don't want to have friction at someone's birthday party. And one of the attendees in particular was really, it felt like angry that we weren't splitting evenly. And she kept saying, it's the cost of doing business. It's the cost of doing business. But to which I say, this isn't a business.
I want out of this business.
I'm not. Yeah. And again, it's like, And I can see the side of the argument that's like, look, if you're going to a group dinner, that's what you're signing up for. But it was unexpected.
Double the price is not what you signed up for.
That's right. And it's not, you know, where I grew up in Florida, a beer, a cocktail, a martini, was if you're going to imbibe. Like
you turn on the tap. That's what came out.
That's right. In Florida,
it's free.
In Florida, tap water is beer. Yeah. It's a Hefeweizen, actually, yeah. Specifically.
Oh. Well, that's in the Gold Coast of Florida.
That's right.
Or is it Gold or Gulf?
Gulf.
Well, I'm calling but it the Gold Coast.
The sunsets are beautiful and it could be gold. Yeah, That's right.
So I'm gonna jump in and I'm going to say this is a topic that is fraught.
That's right.
And this is a topic that everybody will have a different opinion on.
That's right. That's why I'm so, you can even see in my body language, I'm like clenching.
Oh, I don't look at your body. I look at your eyes because I'm a decent human being.
Thank you. My eyes are up here.
That's why I've been looking at them. So what, for those of you who aren't watching, we just did big eye fucking moment. So here's what I'd like to do. And you tell me if you're cool with this.
I am sweating now.
Okay, great. I want to call up this person and yell at them right here, live on the podcast. Just
permission
kidding.
Granted.
Thank you. What I really would like to do is invite all of you who are listening to comment on this episode after, if you're listening on Spotify, or comment on our social media, Go Help Yourself Podcast on Instagram, or reach out to us at gohelpyourselfpodcast@gmail.com and tell us if you've experienced this and what you think.
For those of you watching at home, I need you to know that Daisy and Chicken, our dogs, Lisa's dogs, are with us on the couch, and Chicken is being unbelievably cute.
She really knows how to find her light. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
So I'd like to maybe focus on how we can avoid this versus what we should do in it, because I think managing expectations is the way to go.
That's right. And before we do that, I just want to just put a fine point on the fact that I left that dinner, right? So we ended up splitting according to those who had alcohol, those who didn't. It was difficult. It was annoying. I felt like it, and there was no way to foresee this, but I got the sense that it just, I don't even know that it was the fact that we were like splitting it that was having a negative impact, because you have to split the bill anyway. But this other person who was like, this is ridiculous, we should just da-da-da-da. It just felt like it ended the dinner with a very negative connotation. And what was otherwise like an incredible dinner with incredible women.
Yeah.
And it left me feeling, even though I paid, you know, $150 for dinner when all was said and done, I left with feelings of shame and feeling cheap. But I was like, but this is me. It's not about this one thing, right? The reason I wanted to do an episode on it is it brought up a larger question about, in me protecting my own finances or looking out for what is best for me, I felt like I maybe came off as cheap to these women that I just met, or maybe I was really made to feel wrong by a person in that moment. Mm-hmm. And so I left that dinner, whereas I was so happy for the majority of it because of the way it ended. I left feeling a bit ashamed.
Yeah.
And I was like, wait, so is the price of me not feeling shame that every time this comes up, because this will come up for the rest of the time that I'm lucky enough to have social events to go to.
And that you choose not to drink.
That's right. That's right. And, you know, some things that you and I have discussed about this, right, is I could have reached out to, and this is not something that I have, now I have the foresight for it, I didn't have it before, reached out to the birthday person and said, hey, everything looks great. I'm so excited to attend. I'm just going to pay in advance for this, or is there a way for me to split off my own bill? Because I'm not planning on drinking. I bet the rest of the group might be, and I just want to avoid friction. Or the birthday person, or in any case, the person like coordinating the group event could have said, hey, this is what you can expect dinner to cost. Start a separate tab at the bar. Mm-hmm. That's my shame expiration beep that you just heard.
It's time. We're done.
That
talking
means my
about it.
Shame is done and I can let it go now.
Well, yeah. I think what you're getting at is just kind of managing expectations, which I think is great. I think it can go all the way up until after, right? Like right. there's no right way to do it. And I do hear what you're saying about like, this is going to happen for the rest of my life. And that's, yeah. that's possible. I think it's also, you know, you got this one in the bank. And so now you have yeah. some thoughts moving forward with it.
Yeah.
But I think it is incumbent upon us to handle and manage ourselves.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
And if you feel shame about that, that is work that we can do on our own, right?
That's right.
Because it's hard in the moment and you weren't expecting it.
Right.
But knowing now that this may be upsetting for some people, because right. asking them to pay for their alcohol really puts a highlight on it for them. They have to see how much they spend on alcohol. They might have shame about that. And if right. they lash out.
Right.
But I say this lovingly, that's not yours to absorb. It's hard in the moment.
It's really hard though when someone is like, rah, rah, rah. And I know.
We've talked about this a lot.
Yeah.
Learning to tolerate other people's disappointment of your actions that's the price of doing business.
That's right.
So
that's the actual price of doing business.
Actual
price. I'm living my life this way.
That's right.
You may not love it or agree with it.
Mm-hmm. And that's okay. Right?
The end.
How you choose to act with that.
Yeah.
Is your price of doing business.
Yeah.
It's not like I'm like it's water off a duck's back, but
it's so uncomfortable.
It is
so
uncomfortable.
Deeply, deeply horrifying.
But that I think, and this is, I don't want to veer here, but that's because I think being nurtured as a female presenting person in this culture yeah. in North America at this time, your entire world was about putting others' comfort before yours.
Yeah.
So when you put your own, it feels weird, but weird is not bad.
That's right.
And other people are still comfortable needing you to put their comfort above yours.
Right.
Right?
That's right. And the other thing is, I mean, like in this case, this was another female and a female. Mm-hmm. So it's interesting, those dynamics. But the last thing I'll leave us with is also those things are, if possible, and this is not possible for everybody, if just one card can be put down and it's like, I will offline settle up with everybody, that's a way to avoid
absolutely
the discomfort in the moment. And then you can take all the time you need to divide up the bill and say, and you know, also for the folks who split the alcohol portion, some had four drinks and some had one or two. So it's not really that, but I this is a hot take. I do find, because I'm often the sober person in these situations, I do find that it's the people who benefit the most from splitting the check the most ways that are the most vocal about what an inconvenience it is mm-hmm. to not split it. It's like, yeah, if we split it 10 ways, your bill just went down, mm-hmm. but mine went up significantly.
Yeah. And so you're absolutely right. And I just think it's a knot. It's not a light switch. It's not a binary. It's a twisted knot of things about I'm having fun. I don't want to think about the money. I don't have the money.
This is a damper.
We had different expectations about what we were going to spend.
Or
all
just
of
wildly
that
different relationships with money, you know,
and if alcohol.
If you have a great job in tech and you're gainfully employed and whatever, a $200 dinner really is not a big deal.
Maybe it is, and maybe it isn't.
Right. And for some people, especially, you know, I've been unemployed for like 5 months now.
Never heard of it.
And you know, are in a similar boat. And it's just like, and again, like, yes, I chose to go to that dinner. That was my choice. Yes, I decided like, this is something I want to do. So it's just really complicated. So anyway.
Can I also say?
Yeah.
What I'm hearing from you is that there's a sense of like what is right and what is wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. And it's that's why this episode makes me so nervous, because
what if
in
there
a
is
way,
no right and wrong?
That's right. In a way, it's like, I'm sure that half the people listening will be like, hell yeah, I would never I would never just throw $70 into a pile with people that I don't know.
And some
or
people
100.
Will be like, just fucking pay it.
Yeah, or they'll be like, oh my God, you have no business going to a group dinner if you don't want to do it that way. So it's this like.
My proposal is this. Instead of us, and it's tough in the moment trying to figure out like what's the right thing to do,
yeah.
what's the kind thing to do from everyone? And this is utopia. If everybody thinks about what the kind thing is in the moment,
yeah.
the kind thing in the moment would be to
acknowledge. The birthday girl buys us dinner.
Thank you.
Yeah.
To acknowledge that somebody is not comfortable with what somebody has proposed and to come up with a solution together.
So I think
that takes a lot of effort and energy. And at the end of the night,
emotional intelligence. And thank you for naming that, because the person who was being so vocal and making this feel so fraught on my end felt like there was a complete lack of compassion and the opposite of that, of like, this is so annoying. Why don't you just da-da-da-da, as opposed to anything like, oh, clearly someone's uncomfortable. And by the way, again, wasn't the only person
let me
not
also
drinking.
Say, three drinks in, it's kind of hard to have the compassion and kindness sometimes. So I
a
think-
hot damn.
Listen, hosting and being with people is hard. Being around people as a guest is hard.
Being alive is hard.
It is not pleasant right
That's
now.
Right.
So the more compassion and kindness and things that we can do to focus on others and how to make everyone feel great. If I'm focusing on making you feel great and you're focusing on making me feel great, we're likely to feel less shitty at the end of it.
That's right.
We can still sometimes feel shitty at the end of it.
That's right.
That's the price.
Well, listen,
I'm glad I saw that.
Please, dear God, write in gohelpyourselfpodcast@gmail.com. I really want to hear this take. Or I'm sure there are many other situations
similar
where
to this.
Things like this come up. So,
like you're skydiving and somebody's like, I don't have money for a parachute midair. And you're like,
well, what am I supposed to do?
Should have said that before.
And I go, listen, I protect my financial situation. No exceptions.
Thank you. And then she went, splat.
That's right. And we're just going to leave it there.
Thanks, Missy, for sharing that. I hope you feel
less
anxious. Oh,
God. I hope everyone still wants to listen to the podcast and isn't like, she's such a cheap skate.
Well, that sounds like something we can explore another time.
That's right. I'll start. You know what? I'm just going to start a GoFundMe for group dinners.
Go help yourself. GoFundMe. Go fund myself. Go fund yourself. Missy, go fund yourself. And with that,
life is abundant.
Go Help Yourself was produced by Misty Stinnett and Lisa Linke in Los Angeles, California. I almost said Illinois.
On a pink couch.
Thank you.
That's right.
Our music was composed by Matt Sav. You can always reach us at gohelpyourselfpodcast@gmail.com. And please check out our new shiny website and newsletter at gohelpyourself.co.
Thanks for listening.
Bye-bye.
Bye.